This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person. You love me too.
How do you do? I do all right, even though I don't sound like doing all right. It's Tuesday. Excuse me. Yes. People say, why do you allow yourself to go on the radio when you sound like that? It's distracting. Well, you know what? It's also reality. And a lot of you sound like me. So why shouldn't I be just like you? I want to be just like you when I grow up. How's that? Today, sounds good, right? Jennifer has a little of this, and she'll be around later on. Meanwhile, we have an exciting trip into outer space in a moment, a conversation with a fellow that I had a couple of days ago that I think you'll find quite exciting. Meanwhile, the excitement of the election continues. In fact, today is Super Tuesday. People will be voting in Florida, in Ohio, in Illinois, in North Carolina, and in Missouri. That's a cool thing. But what about your ability to vote and the voter ID laws, which become a controversy every time we have an election now because there's no consistency to it? We're about the business of trying to define who ought to be able to vote. Anybody can identify him or herself easily. And that's really how this ought to be. The process should be easy. There is so much prejudice in so many areas, especially in the South, against people of color. Here's reporter Uguchi Ioka from Arkansas. It doesn't sound like a native down there, focusing on the reason there weren't voter ID issues in her state.
Each election day poll worker is supposed to let voters cast their ballots, even if they don't want to show ID.
Our poll workers aren't there as identification police. So they're not there, you know, looking to see if, do you have a mustache in this photograph? Do you not?
The Secretary of State's office says by law, poll workers have to ask for ID to double check and verify if it's actually you voting. However, if you are a registered voter, technically, you should not be told you cannot vote if you don't show your ID.
You'd hope that there's a good level of training. You would hope that everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing.
Poll worker training includes knowing what the laws are and what they need to be doing on site. Sounds simple enough, although when it comes to the voter ID law, some voters think poll workers who haven't received the right training could interpret the law a lot differently.
Ultimately, I still blame the legislators for this one. They should have made a less ambiguous law.
All right, here's a radio host named Benjamin Dixon talking to Alex Law, who's running for Congress in New Jersey, about why he doesn't like the voter ID laws there.
You are for no voter ID laws whatsoever. Before I move past that too quickly, what does that actually mean?
Well, so here's the thing, right? So voter fraud is a non-existent crime. I think John Oliver put it very succinctly when he said, no one is going to stand in line for 2 hours and risk 5 years in federal penitentiary and $100,000 in fine to vote for somebody else. It is a crime that simply does not happen. And to put in these voter ID laws, it's very plain that the only reason that they're put in place is to keep minority voters, who often vote Democrat and progressive, from influencing election in areas traditionally controlled by Republicans. We've seen this very plain in places like Alabama, where they have closed the offices in which people would be able to go and get these voter IDs only in the primarily African-American communities, severely disadvantaging these people. And it is absolutely unacceptable. It is distracting from real important issues that we need to solve.
So who believes that this is a problem in your community? I believe it is. I actually do see this happening. But under the circumstances, there is this denial, maybe that's what it is, or what's so obvious, maybe it's more than that, I'm the one who's in denial, it's so obvious what's going on, as he explained that he made reference to John Oliver, who has an HBO TV program called Last Week Tonight, and he's done a lot of talking about the difficulty voters go through. I think that there are those, I think you're naive though if you don't think that people are going to vote who aren't appropriate. It happens in Chicago and Boston, big cities everywhere. People are still voting on the ballot of people who are dead. It happens. Okay, 11 after the hour, Dan Wibben pilots a space shot to an asteroid. How that works will excite you, I think, next on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so you know that I go crazy for stories about space and NASA. I had the good fortune of eating dinner at a friend's house in Denver a couple of weeks ago, and I met Dan Wibben, who is actually, he had been a student at the University of Arizona. How many doctors, I forgot, you have, tell me about your education here. Refresh our memories as to your education.
Yeah, so I actually attended the University of Arizona for about 10 years from my undergraduate degree all the way through my PhD. First starting out in the aerospace engineering department and eventually moving over to systems for my grad school work.
Okay, so what intrigued you as a youngster? Why did you decide to follow this path as a career?
Well, space had always interested me from the time when I was a little kid. I remember when I was really young, my mom used to read a book series to me called the Magic School Bus, where a bunch of kids would get in the bus with their teacher, and they'd be able to go all over and explore all sorts of different areas. I remember one book, for example, they got to explore the cells of the human body, but one in particular that really piqued my interest was about the solar system. And I think just from that young age, this space always intrigued me, and just how much we don't know out there, and the idea of being able to kind of work in an industry that allow us to expand human knowledge and what we know about space. That's just really caught my eye.
All right, so this has turned into a life for you, in a manner of speaking. How did you get into this program and then become, in essence, the pilot or the captain of this mission, the solar system exploration for the asteroid? How did all that come about?
So the University of Arizona is leading the science portion of this mission that I'm working on right now called OSIRIS-REx. And as part of my grad school work, I was able to get in touch with some of the planetary scientists that are leading the mission down there, and got the great opportunity as a student to get involved as an engineer on the mission, working on a portion of the mission down in Tucson where the science images will first be brought down to Earth and be able to begin looking at them and analyzing them from a science perspective. And so I first got involved as part of the engineering of the ground software there. But my background, my research within school was more on the flight dynamics, space navigation side of things. And now after I graduated, I got a job with a company called Kinetics Aerospace, and we are the team that will be, as you said, Doug, flying this mission, the OSIRIS-REx mission.
All right. So you're the pilot, you're the captain, however you want to best describe it. You're going to be in charge of this. You were talking about the school bus thing that your mother read to you. This object that is going to be flown into space is about the size of a school bus, right?
Actually, it's quite a bit smaller than a school bus, I would think. It's, as you can imagine, just a 10-foot by 10-foot box.
Oh, I thought it was bigger than
this. This is the closest tree. No, it's actually quite small. It's unmanned. So it's just all robotics and computers on board, and we'll be doing the navigation from down here on Earth.
All right. So is this the future in part? Is this an experiment not only to see if you can find the asteroid that nobody can see and then land on it and get samples and that sort of thing, but is this, I mean, we sent a lot of unmanned orbital missions out to Mars and the thing that was the size of a refrigerator that flew out to beyond Pluto to find that new planet. I think you were involved in that too, weren't you? Did you tell me?
Our team was the navigation team for the New Horizon mission that just flew past Pluto last July and is on its way to what's called a Kuiper Belt object that is out in the kind of an asteroid belt out beyond Pluto.
So, for the unwashed, explain what you just said. So, you're going out. Go ahead.
So the mission that went to Pluto back in July, it actually launched from Earth back in 2004, I believe, or maybe it was 2006. Either way, it took about a 9-10 year mission, flight from Earth out past all the other planets. It did a flyby gravity system past Jupiter and flew past Pluto. And we saw those great images come down last summer. And it's actually continuing on and flying out to a small object that is its next target that's out past Pluto.
But you don't know for sure. You've never actually seen, nothing's ever actually seen what it's headed for, right?
I think we have seen some of the Kuiper Belt objects that are out beyond Pluto. It's quite a large amount out there. And we have a fair amount of information on them so that we at least know where to basically drive the spacecraft. So we know kind of where we're headed in a general sense.
All right.
And we'll kind of get a better idea as we get closer.
Let's come back to the CyrusRex Science Project, this mission that's going out to find an asteroid. You told me that nobody can see it, but you know it's there. How does that happen?
Well, we can see it with radar imagery from the Earth. So it's you can't see it too small.
Well, how do you see it on radar? How far away from the Earth is it?
It's actually quite close. It's between Earth and Mars.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. It's in a relative sense.
I suppose, yeah. Right, yeah, it is. How long will it take for this thing to get out there to find the asteroid?
It'll take us about 2 years to fly there. We launched this September in about 6 months. It'll take 2 years, and that is mostly because after a year of flight, we're going to be doing a gravity assist past the Earth. So we go out away from Earth and kind of come back within a year and then take another year to use that boost from Earth's like gravity field to bring us to the asteroid.
It's like a slingshot effect, I think you said, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
All right. So what will you be doing every day as you sit at your computer navigating this thing out in space? Well, tell us, we got about 60 seconds here. Just tell us how this all happens.
For the most part, once we're actually at the asteroid, we'll be the general idea of what we'll be doing every day is collecting the images down from the spacecraft, using those to get information about where the spacecraft is located relative to the asteroid itself, and using that information to figure out exactly where we are, where we expect to be headed, and then determine based on that if we need to do any course correction maneuvers and things like that, if we need to change our course. If we're expected to be in orbit, where do we look to be when we expect to take images for today's set to bring down for tomorrow's solution or for the scientists?
I mean, think about how amazing this all is. He's going to be sitting as a pilot at a computer managing this thing. All right, during the course of the next couple of months, Dan, we're going to stay with you. I'd like to get more updates if I can. Congratulations on this. Very cool. Dan Wibben here on the Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is at this point in this hour that we focus on laughter, which is such strong medicine for a good body and a good mind. You need to laugh. Laughter is sharing. It's good for your health, and we're going to talk about that with Dr. Jack Stockwell in the next half hour of Good Day. Let's get some practice in here, starting with Stephen Colbert. Let's see if he's funny, laughing about daylight savings time.
It's daylight savings time. It's my least favorite holiday. For one thing, the parade is horrible. At least I assume it is. I always miss it because I'm an hour late for everything now. And it's so unfair. It's the least fair thing in the entire year. Americans work hard. We are working longer hours than ever. And the only break most of us get is a little extra sleep on the weekends. Then one day a year, the government comes in under the cover of darkness and steals a precious hour of sleep from us. The next day, I wake up thinking I'm going to have a nice, relaxing Sunday. Then I check my phone. I see the real time. And I turn into a crazy person yelling at his phone. So I am over it. Especially the phrase, spring forward. Don't try to make it sound fun. My question is, and I think this is a reasonable question, why does it have to happen on the weekend? Why can't they do it on a Wednesday at 4 o'clock? Hey, look, now it's Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Time to go home. Republican candidates, if you want to stop Trump, make that your platform.
Sounds like his voice is going in the same direction mine is. All right, here's Seth Meyers joking about Ben Carson.
When endorsing Donald Trump for president last week, Dr. Ben Carson said that there are two different Trumps. I don't know, Ben. That might just be a side effect of the NyQuil.
All right. I'm having side effects of the NyQuil as well. 26 past the hour. Steve Harvey, one of the great stars on the horizon as far as I'm concerned. You hear me lauding him all the time with his morning radio program, his mid-morning television show, which we feature conversations from here, another talk show host, the television talk show host during the day. He had another conversation with Hillary Clinton yesterday, and the first thing they talked about was the water crisis in Flint.
What did you learn on your most recent visit to Flint?
I learned, Steve, that everything I feared about what had happened there actually understated the impact that drinking lead-contaminated water for nearly 2 years has had on that community. And I met with mothers who are scared to death about their children's futures. I met with some of the children, and I just was appalled that this had been noticed by people in the community. They had taken bottles of the dirty, smelly, brown water to the authorities and have said, there's something wrong with this water. And you know, maybe they would say, my baby has a rash, or I don't feel good after I drink it. And they were ignored. They were stonewalled. And this all happened because, honestly, the governor there wanted to save money and did it at the expense of the health and the lives of the people of this community.
Yeah, hey, I think in this circumstance, she's right. The governor was completely out to lunch and didn't think anything about the people who were there. Saving money is a great thing, as long as you don't do it at the cost of your constituents' health. She tells Steve, Hillary goes on to talk with Steve Harvey about how it could have been handled differently, depending on where it was.
If what happened in Flint had happened for one day in a rich suburb of Detroit, it would have been handled immediately.
Absolutely.
And every bit of money that was needed to help that community would have somehow appeared. And so if you're poor, if you're a community of color, if you don't have political power, you can be ignored, you can be stonewalled, you can suffer from the indifference and the neglect of your government. And we've just got to end that. It's just wrong in our country.
Well, there's a certain point, yeah, and I think she makes the point there. The thing that bothers me is that this sort of thing happens too frequently all over the place. And yeah, it's kind of like the voter ID thing. There are people, I don't like playing the race card any more than most people do, but there is a racial overtone here that can't be ignored. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
In the news, a sugar storm brews in California. This is Dr. Chambers on Cult, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The majority of Californians, 55%, gasp, are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. And if you're not from California, know this. The diabetic rate in the nation has almost doubled since 1980. This, my friends, is a sugar storm that not only carries untold human misery, but also an unimaginable dollar tab. Here's the thing. The food we're eating, the food that's force-fed to us with billions of advertising dollars, is killing us. DCOC advice, the sugar storm can be beat. Avoid processed, as in factory-made food, like the plague it is. Remember, the more your food looks like the way it came out of the ground, the better it is for you. Your body deserves nothing else. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me, Kara Schillen. My friend is here, also my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell. I want to address something with Jack in a moment after we get an update on this Uber driver, the gunman in Kalamazoo, who says the app would literally take over his body. So it's Uber's fault that he did what he did. The phone took over his mind and his body. The dash cam footage of his arrest has been revealed, and he talks about what happens. His name is Jason Dalton. Carried out the shootings in between driving for Uber in Kalamazoo. It was February the 20th. He's telling investigators that he was being controlled by the Uber app. His cell phone was working, and he didn't know how to describe the way his mind had been taken over by Uber. Uber apparently is taking over the world, controlling people's minds. Meanwhile, he's been charged with murder, attempted murder, following these shootings. Police say in their report that Dalton said he was not a killer. He knows that he has killed, however. He has not he's not done anything except blame Uber. The Uber app has got him. I guess I better take the Uber app off my phone, huh? I don't want to become a cold-blooded killer. I'm being somewhat facetious. You know what is the best part of this, if you can find a silver lining? Many people thought young Abigail Koff, K-O-P-F. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. Kopf, maybe. If you see pictures of her today, they will surprise you. You'll see her in the hospital. Her head is bandaged. But her smile and her laughter, I'm looking at a picture of her now with her sister sitting in the hospital bed. The first photo was released late yesterday. She was one of two people who survived these shootings. The other is Tiana Carruthers of Kalamazoo. So this photo posted last night on the GoFundMe site they have for this girl. Caption is, Abigail is pictured laughing in her bed with her sister. By the way, the fund so far has raised $58,000 to help the family pay for expenses associated with her recovery because of what it costs, the medical circumstance. I want to ask Jack a couple of different things. Jack Stockwell is here, who is a well-known Nuka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, has been on this program for a number of years, is responsible for the podcast referred to as The Forbidden Doctor. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. But I first want to talk a little bit about the expenses incurred. I guess there's no insurance under the circumstances. I don't know what her family circumstances are, but she has a lot of money, or her family has a lot of money they're responsible for to pay the bills at Bronson Methodist Hospital. It's a facility that's connected to some rehab hospital in Grand Rapids, as I understand it, Jack. So first, what does somebody go through? You're familiar with trauma situations. You treat a lot of trauma victims in your office in Salt Lake City. So what's she going through?
Well, there's why did this happen, for one thing. Why me is the first thing. The psychological impact usually is what the victim mode. Once we can get past the victim mode and start dealing with what we're going to do next, is a very big step. And then the age of the victims always makes a difference as far as that's concerned as well. So, you know, there's this internal struggle about why did this happen? Why does this happen here? How can this happen to me? That's the first thing they have to deal with. Then they have to deal with the monetary end of it. Then they have to deal with the possibility of, is there any kind of survival? And the survival isn't just in the victims. The survival is in the immediate family association.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that I was never prepared for. These are things that I was not taught. These were things, as far as school is concerned, you have to be immersed in this to actually begin to experience this yourself. And then you start looking for answers as to how best to take care of your patients when these kinds of things take place.
All right. So as I look at her and see the smiles and imagine the laughter, it brings me around to thinking about laughter and how strong the medicine is that comes through this psychologically. And in putting you on the hot seat or the spot or whatever it is, in trying to understand how the body-mind-spirit connection works, this, it seems to me, is a perfect example of laughter triggering physical changes in your body. And it is good for your immune system.
Yes.
It diminishes pain, all kinds of other things, and may protect you ultimately from the damaging effects of this whole thing, which might otherwise debilitate her for the rest of her life.
Well, there are definite hormones that come, and what are called peptides, that come flowing out of the hypothalamus, a very important gland below the brain, that will send out these healing messages, these chemical messengers, these cytokines and other kinds of chemical messengers that actually will benefit the healing process through laughter. Mm-hmm. We know that people who get cards when they're in the hospital seem to heal faster than people who don't.
Yeah.
People who have a faith in God and they know that they're being prayed over.
Mm-hmm.
Seem to heal faster than people who don't. And especially the jovial, happy, almost comical atmosphere that sometimes can surround tragedy has a beneficial blanket effect over everybody.
All right, so in this circumstance, I would say her prognosis was quite good looking at what she, you know. So the expenses Now, there's just a sidebar here as to how often you run into people who can't pay their medical bills. You have a sort of concierge, say it again, Doug, concierge practice in Salt Lake City in the kind of medicine you practice. But I would bet from time to time you bring people in there and they don't have money and you take care of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I regularly, sometimes I will hear my front staff talking to prospective patients. And it's obvious the prospective patient has a problem with money or funding because they don't have the right insurance or whatever else. And I kind of tip my head forward at them and just, you know, look at them, and they know what I mean. Don't turn down anybody based on that.
Right.
Figure out what can they do, and then we'll live with that.
All right. So now let's, in terms of where it all goes from here, this young lady would be recuperating. She had some brain injuries. It's up to the individual, probably, and the strength of the immune system. That's something you and I talk about all the time. And, in fact, may apply to your sniffle and to my throat, because the country now seems to, in the last couple of weeks, have been confronted with or inundated. Maybe it's because the extreme temperatures. I don't know what it is. I know that I have a very strong immune system. But right now I'm in the middle of moving from a house that I've lived in for 38 years. Pretty much everything that was established in my life for those 38 years is going. And I find myself distressed by this. Psychologically, I find myself not in a happy place. Although I'm moving to a wonderful place, it's different. It's still around the corner, practically, from where I am. But still, this place represents a lot. And going through and tossing out things that come from the children's youth and from the history I had with my dog, Charlotte, all of those things, whether they be pictures or furniture or whatever it is, if you don't think that takes a toll,
humans are very territorial, and there's an awful lot of psychological aspects that are involved with our territorialism by things being where we want them to be. And being you could probably walk through your house blindfolded. You know, I don't know how much you've packed, but before you started all this, you could walk through the house blindfolded and probably get from one end of the house to the other without hitting anything.
Yes.
If you rely on those inner senses.
Mm-hmm.
Because and all this stuff laid out the way it is what gives us peace and calm. Now, it's not just memories of the children, and it's not just memories of the good or bad things in business or our life or anything else that might bring memories to us because of something hanging on the wall or something sitting on a coffee table. It's much more than that. It's this inner peace that comes to us by things being the way we want them to be. And what you're doing now is turning that aspect of your own inner sense upside down and inside out. And it'll calm down, and it'll be just fine. Like you said, you're moving to a better place anyway.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Better, different, nice place. It'll be warm. We'll make a new home there, that sort of thing. But it just done a number on my head. And psychologists say that this sort of thing is now an acknowledgement of what the mind does for the body and how it may take us. We talk all the time about my immune system, how fortunate I've been over the years to keep my health the way that it has. And this is not bad. It's just something that happens.
Well, your immune system is working right now.
Yeah.
It's taking care of whatever you've picked up that's taken up residence in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll pass. Your immune system is working right now just fine.
Speaking of psychologists, I saw something that I wanted to get your comment on that affects all of us who have been there, because we've all been 3 years of age, and to parents who have children who are coming up on 3 years of age. The study that I'm looking at suggests that most of our personality, and by extension, I suppose, our future health and happiness, is determined by the time we get to be 3 years old.
Oh,
I had this
amazing
conversation with my sister. Well, actually, I had this conversation with my niece, who's getting married, and my daughter and I have had this conversation. I've had the conversation on the air many times as to how bad it is to allow your children to be exposed to any television, any of the screens with computers before they are three, because it will basically ruin their lives. ADHD, all kinds of things, because the neurons, the things that connect your brain and make it work, they can't handle the images that move so fast before the brain is completely developed. So if you want to go further than that, I think it's probably important for us to understand how, in terms of dysfunctional relationships that happen later on in life, you know, like your job, you're just unhappy. Much of that depends on how well you have been served by your parents prior to getting to be 3 years old. And it's food, too, isn't it?
Well, it is. Food, yes, the health of the gut is absolutely important. To have a normal, natural birth through the birth canal from a healthy mother, to be breastfed from a healthy mother for the, you know, for the first several months, at least maybe even as high as a year. These things are absolutely essential to the formation of the gut. And we know psychologically, I can remember this from my classes, the one thing that infants are looking for when they start making eye-to-eye contact, which is usually very early, within a few days to a few weeks, what they're looking for is safety. They have to have a safe environment. And then they begin to relate. This is mommy. This is daddy. This is Spot. You know, this is my brother, my sister. This is red. This is orange. This is hot. This is cold. All these things are taking place within the very first few weeks to first few months of life. And they have to have this sense of safety because the brain, the internal wiring in the brain, will go on till we are about 7 or 8 years old before that synaptic connection finally starts to work as a whole. And up through age 2, 3, 4 years old, if they are in a safe environment where there is no shock, where there is no psychological surprise, that will give them the peace and calm when those kinds of situations arise the rest of their life, because that's during a very important formative stage where the brain is wiring itself.
Mm-hmm.
It will wire itself for safety, or it will wire itself for constant alarm, and it has a big effect throughout the rest of their life.
All right, so let's move another step closer, going back to the immune system for a moment and talking. And I think, by the way, if you are able to understand what Jack is saying about the three-year-old and the immune system, breastfeeding enhances the immune system, the power of what's going on in your gut, probiotics that come from the mother, all those sorts of things really do determine. I'm convinced of this, right? That's why I live my life the way that I do, convinced that you have to have a healthy gut to have a healthy, happy, hearty life, whether it's your brain functioning right, your lungs, your heart, all of your various organs, you got to have it. So when it doesn't function that way, people get sick. A lot of focus on cancer at various ages in our country. The cancer death rate is falling. That's good news. Jimmy Carter says that he no longer needs the cancer drug that he was taking. And I know that this week, the Forbidden Doctor podcast is a focus on cancer. In what way, Jack?
The title of the podcast is The Answer to 97% of All Cancers. The cure for cancer was discovered in Scotland in the late 1800s accidentally. And it had a huge explosion. It was just accepted all throughout England, Great Britain. Clinics opened up all over the place. It started to spread to the United States. Even an early issue of JAMA in the first decade of the previous century was talking about it. And at the same time, Madame Curie showed up with her discovery of radium and the promise that X-rays were totally safe, non-toxic, and would kill all cancers, got the attention, not the other one. And so medicine moved away from enzyme injection, the enzyme therapy for cancer. That's we go into depth and detail in our latest podcast on this.
All right, so you can check it out. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where Jack and his wife, Mary Stockwell, present these podcasts. So find out the answer to cancer from their point of view. I'm sure is going to be focused on what we're talking about, the health of the gut. It's something that is, you just can't get away from that. Jack, thank you for being here on Good Day as usual. Dr. Jack Stockwell at 50 minutes past the hour.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we are forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Will 3D printing be a common thing in 15 years? The answer to that and other updates in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, here's some interesting news. I have found that there's a team working at Texas A&M that's created a wearable prototype that reads hand and finger movements in order to translate sign language into English. In other words, somebody can put on a band that is this prototype, and as you move your hands and are signing, it can translate what it is you're saying to a laptop. Man, what the mind can do, right? Question, will 3D printing be a common thing in the next 15 years? We all know about the phenomenon that is 3D printing, the 3D printers that have been making all kinds of things. Well, now they're being used in the textile industry, healthcare industry, food industry. The price of these things is way down. There are 150,000 3D printers that will be made and shipped this year. In 15 years, it'll be as common as having a regular printer in your office or your home. I've got two or three of them in my office. How about you? Can you imagine what we can do with a 3D printer? I'll be able to make parts for my tractors on them. Woo-hee! Americans and chip-based cards. I wish Richie were here to talk about this. We've been talking about this for about a year, how Europe has had it with their credit cards for a long time. We're just introducing it here. I was in three places the other day, including a Home Depot and a Staples store, and it said on the card reader that the chip card reader is broken. So you can't use it. If you look at the machine, you slide, the old traditional way is to slide the magnetic stripe along the side. If you got a chip card, you put it in underneath. And they were, without fail, all of them were broken. Lots of Americans surveyed said they didn't know even yet about chip and PIN payment cards. Banks and retailers are implementing them to fight fraud, but apparently they aren't working as well as they would like to have them work. I found something that I thought you would find fascinating. Some of the worst predictions that have been made about the future of technology. Making predictions is sometimes a dicey business. Here's one. In 1876, Americans have no need for a telephone. We have plenty of messenger boys. Okay. 1903, the horse is here to stay, but the automobile is a novelty. That's the guy at the bank telling Henry Ford not to invest too much money in his car company. 1946, television won't be able to hold on to any market it captures after the first 6 months. People will be staring, how they're going to work through staring at a plywood box every night. How's that working for you? I don't see more plywood. I see these flat screens all over the wall. Whatever you hear predicted about technology, I think you'd find that foolish at this point. Anything's possible.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.